This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The government has approved six major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the decisions taken in Union Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
करीब 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस के टोटल फैसले आज के
डिसीजंस वर्थ अराउंड 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस हैव बीन टेकन इन टुडेज कैबिनेट मीटिंग दीज डिसीजंस कवर सेवरल सेक्टर्स रेलवेज हाईवेज रेलवे बोनस मैटर्स एंड शिप बिल्डिंग मेजर रिफॉर्म्स इंक्लूड अ फेलो प्रोग्राम फॉर आवर ह्यूमन रिसोर्सेज एंड रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट एक्टिविटीज अलॉन्ग विद एन इंक्रीज इन द नंबर ऑफ सीट्स इन मेडिकल एजुकेशन
में नंबर ऑफ सीट्स को बढ़ाना
द मिनिस्टर सेड The cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus, that is PLB, of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees.
रेलवे के कर्मचारियों के लिए बहुत बड़ी ये खुशखबरी है
देयर इज अ बिग न्यूज फॉर रेलवे एम्प्लॉइज आवर प्रोडक्टिविटी लिंक्ड बोनस हैज बीन अप्रूव्ड टुडे इन द कैबिनेट द ऑनरेबल प्राइम मिनिस्टर अनाउंस्ड दैट अ बोनस ऑफ 1,866 करोड़ रुपीज फॉर 78 डेज विल बी गिवन टू ऑल रेलवे एम्प्लॉइज अराउंड 10,90,000 एम्प्लॉइज विल बेनिफिट फ्रॉम दिस
कर्मचारियों को इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा
The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the central government has been actively engaged with Apex Body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to 6th schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the high-powered committee that is HPC as well as subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with the leaders. It added that the process of dialogue through this mechanism has yielded phenomenal results by increasing reservations for Ladakh scheduled tribes from 45% to 84%. It also provides one-third women reservations in the councils and declaring Bhoti and Pogi as official languages. The ministry said that with this process recruitment of 1,800 posts was also commenced. The ministry said that the next meeting of the high-powered committee has been scheduled on the 6th of next month as well as meetings have also been planned today and tomorrow with the leaders from Ladakh. The ministry added that, however, certain politically motivated individuals who were not happy with the progress made under HPC have been trying to sabotage the dialogue process. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district yesterday. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined reward of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of the Lone Varatu or Return to Home campaign being run in the district. Officials informed that under the state government's rehabilitation policy, the surrendered Maoists will be provided an incentive of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities, including skill development training. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma has announced the opening of the Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve from 26th of September. Initially, the Bagori Range of the park will be opened. Kohora Range or the Central Range is likely to open in the second week of October and Elephant Safari to begin from the 1st of November. Bangladesh police has arrested 244 activists of deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's now disbanded Awami League as they staged several flash processions in Dhaka. Dhaka Metropolitan Police's Additional Commissioner S.N. Nazrul Islam told reporters that 14 crude bombs and 7 banners were also seized from the activists during their arrest. Mr. Islam said that the 244 people arrested from the processions at different parts of the city are leaders and activists of the banned Awami League and its affiliated organizations. In cricket, India stormed into the final of Asia Cup 2025 beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super Fours at Dubai International Cricket Stadium tonight. After being invited to bat first, India scored 168 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs with Abhishek Sharma's 75 of just 37 balls and Hardik Pandya's 38-run innings in the slog overs. In response, Saif Hasan's 69 runs went in vain as Indian spinners led by Kuldeep Yadav dominated the Bangladesh lineup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.